Support for the Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vastly different. The Texas Tech University Choir is giving a concert this weekend at the Texas Tech University School of Music. We'll unpack all the details of the program on today's show. I hope you can stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are in the office of Dr. Alan Zabriskie, who is Director of Choral Studies here at the Texas Tech University School of Music. And a concert is taking place this weekend on Saturday night that involves the Texas Tech University Choir. Dr. Zabriskie, Alan, well, thank you for being with us on the Front Row today. We appreciate it.
It is my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I saw that the title of your program is Songs of Love and Loss. And it got me to thinking, this is that old thing that goes back as long as time has existed, that we sing about love, we sing about grief and loss. It's back to the time of the troubadours and before that. So you have a great philosophical thing to talk about in your concert.
That is correct. We have some great music to be able to demonstrate those two great parts of life.
Right, exactly. Well, tell us about the program.
Well, it's kind of an eclectic program, ranging everywhere from 21st century typical choral music to some 20th century very atonal music to some arrangements of pop tunes.
Wow.
So we kind of go through the gamut and talking about love in various forms. One way of just kind of love of life and being alive. Of course, romantic love, and then also just the love that kind of gets us through and help, you know, friendship and helping each other. And so we're starting with a piece called Come to the Woods by Jake Runstad. It's a one piece of a setting of three different poems called American Triptych, and this is the first of those. And just a great text that talks about being out in nature and enjoying the various senses that one can experience while there, both sight and sound and even taste a little bit. One of the lines, another glorious day, the air is delicious to the lungs as nectar to the tongue, for example. So it's some just great descriptive language that Jake has just masterfully incorporated into a piece, kind of a lengthy piece, about 15 minutes and with various forms. And then we talk about romantic love for a bit. We're starting that set with two pieces by Niels Lindberg, who is an Eastern European composer who also sets a lot of pieces in English text. And so these are two from a set that he entitled O Mistress Mine. And he uses a lot of jazz harmonies. And so the first one is a lot of jazz harmonies. The second one is actually bitonal, meaning the sopranos and the altos sing in one key and the tenors and basses sing in another key quite often. And then they always cadence and end with a major chord. So we got to make sure we're there,
right?
And that chord. And then we're doing a setting of Holst, I Love My Love, which is a great piece. And then we're very excited to do a world premiere of a piece by our composition professor here, Peter Fisher.
Oh, great.
He wrote a piece for the university choir called Take My Hand. And we have just been thrilled to prepare it. The students have loved the piece. Very descriptive text and set in such a way, I was telling the students yesterday, that it seems to be written both horizontally and vertically, meaning just beautiful melodic lines and counterpoint quite frequently that just also line up from time to time in beautiful chords. And we're excited to work with Peter and doing that piece. The set about loss is kind of deals with loss from various aspects of life, but war in particular. Mm-hmm. Penderecki's On Use Day is a very descriptive piece that he wrote in response to the Holocaust and World War II. The pinnacle of the moment is a 21-part chord that on the word peccata, which is translated to be sin from Latin, and the description above that chord says quasi un grido, which means like a shout. And so that is the whole piece builds to that moment, and then moves away from that. Then we're doing a cool arrangement of Gravedigger that was originally sung by the Dave Matthews Band. And that talks about various individuals who lived a great life and lost individuals while they were living as well. So that's the first of our pop set, if you'll call it that. And then our final two pieces are an arrangement of And So It Goes by Billy Joel first sang that.
Right.
King Singer's arrangement of that we've enjoyed preparing. And then Bridge Over Troubled Water that was originally sung by Simon and Garfunkel. Mm-hmm. A great arrangement by Kirby Shaw to end the concert on a note and demonstrating that we're all in it together and right. We're all going to help each other through.
That's a really eclectic spectrum of music.
Yeah.
That's amazing. What a great concert to listen to. So much different kinds of music. How many people do you have in the choir this year?
We have 40 people in the university choir and a great accompanist in Becca Zeisler, mm-hmm. and we're excited to collaborate with her as well.
Right. Tell me a little bit about the creative process. You obviously have thought you want to do songs of love and loss, but then with all of the literature available to you, how did you coalesce all of this into a program?
That is a great question, and in fact, programming an hour-long choral concert is difficult because it takes usually 15 pieces, and trying to tie them together both time period-wise and style and compositional, but also creating a sense of variety. So usually I start with a piece or two that really have grabbed me and reached out to me. So On Use Day, for example, is the first piece that I thought that I was going to set.
Right. As part you really of wanted concert. To do that piece.
That correct.
Yeah.
And so I kind of built around that. So I knew that was kind of going to be the set about loss. And so then the whole Style of My Love is the other piece that I began with. And so then from there, it's finding pieces that kind of go along with that based on experiences that I've had in my own singing or my own conducting in previous concerts and or talking to friends and saying, hey, I've got this piece that I'm going to do. On Use Day, Penderecki, do you know a piece? The Gravedigger song is a song that I heard an arrangement of at one of our conferences, mm-hmm. American Choral Directors Association, that jumped out at me. And so I've been looking for a concert to be able to do it on. So I was excited about that. So, it's based on all my life experiences and or pieces students bring in to my office frequently. And hopefully my goal for every concert is to be able to tell some sort of a story so that the audience comes in expecting a choral concert and leaves having some sort of a different perspective on their life or someone else's life or music in general.
Right.
And I hope that they'll be able to achieve that when they come.
Great. Excellent. Concert. Well, tell us the times, date, and details like that.
Yep. Concert is Saturday night at 7:30 p.m., Saturday, May 4th in Hemley Recital Hall.
All righty. And anybody can just come. Just
yep, open to the public.
Great. Excellent. Dr. Alan Zabriskie is Director of Choral Studies here at the Texas Tech University School of Music. Dr. Zabriskie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening.